Hey everybody, this is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team. We're going to continue our Decked Halls 2020 series, building a gift for each hero. So for each hero, I'm going to present a deck using the aspect where I have played that hero the least. We're almost done with the core set, we've got two heroes left to go, and today's deck build is going to focus all around She-Hulk. So be sure to check back the days preceding this, and if you haven't heard the days before this, there's three episodes already out of this little holiday one-shot series. So without further ado, I'm going to go over my latest She-Hulk leadership deck, Big Swings. Alright, so this deck is going to make use of a lot of cards from Ant-Man's pack, which is kind of cool, because the newest leadership pack brought a lot of tools out there for She-Hulk that she really needed to make a leadership deck work. So the objective of this deck is to get She-Hulk to 5, maybe 6 attack, and then attack with her twice a turn, maybe even attack and thwart with her, because your stats are just going to be pumped up. You're not going to worry so much about pumping your allies, which is kind of strange for leadership. It's really fun in multiplayer, it's really fun in solo, it's just an all-around fun deck that's sort of an archetype that's really evolving in leadership. So let's go over the deck really quick, and then we'll talk about cost curve and why this deck is so amazing with She-Hulk. So there's four allies in this deck. We have Ant-Man, Hellcat, Maria Hill, and Stinger. Hellcat costs 3. One of the most expensive cards in your deck is from She-Hulk's signature kit. Kind of crazy. We're going to do events last, because that's what you don't want to hear about. But there's three resources in here. There's Energy, Genius, Strength. For supports, we have a Helicarrier and the Superhuman Law Division from She-Hulk's deck. For upgrades, I have 1 Downtime, 1 Endurance, 2 Focused Rage, and 2 Superhuman Strength. So not a ton of upgrades. And that leaves just events left. There are 25 events in this deck, which is, again, very abnormal for me. Usually I am putting a ton of upgrades in, trying to thin my deck. With the She-Hulk deck, you don't have to do that to have fun, and that's what I love. Alright, so let's go through the events. First, we'll start with She-Hulk's events. We have our split personality, our 3 1-2 punches, our 2 legal practice, our 2 ground stomp, our 1 gamma slam. Then we'll go on to leadership cards. So we've got 3 copies of Strength in Numbers, 3 copies of Moxie, 3 copies of Morale Boost, and 1 copy of Call for Aid. We have 3 copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and 3 copies of Assess the Situation. So I think there's almost 10 cards in here from Ant-Man's pack, which is kind of crazy. One pack, you've taken 10 cards and thrown them into this deck, and it's amazing. So let's go through costs really quick here, just so you guys can see why this deck is so good for She-Hulk. So you've got your 3 energy resources, Energy, Genius, and Strength, obviously no cost. You've got 16 cards that cost 0. Now, one of those cards is Ant-Man, so he doesn't really cost 0. Like, you have to pay some amount of resources or he's just going to die. But we'll say he costs 0 for now. There are 10 cards that cost 1. So right there, we're at 29 out of our 40 cards that cost 1 or less. 5 cards that cost 2, so we're up to 34. 5 cards that cost 3 and 1 card that cost 4. What's crazy about She-Hulk is she has a 4-cost card and 4 3-cost cards just in her kit. So 5 of those 6 cards at the upper end of cost are unavoidable when playing She-Hulk. You're just going to have to live with them being in your deck. And then even in the 2-cost region, 4 of those are there as well. So we've actually only included 1 card of our choice in our deck that costs 3 and 1 card that costs 2. Everything else is 1 or less. That's awesome. She-Hulk is going to get to do multiple things many times a turn, and I really love it. So the goal for this deck, what you want to do, you want to get your allies out, and you're going to use your allies to thwart maybe once, but then the rest of the game, they're just going to be batteries for you, and they're going to be batteries for Strength in Numbers. So Strength in Numbers is an action. Action, exhaust any number of allies you control, draw 1 card for each ally exhausted. So the ideal thing to do here is exhaust 3 allies, draw 3 cards, all while you're in alter ego form. You end up with, I guess you started with 6, so you went down to 5, and then up to 8 cards in your hand. When you switch to She-Hulk form, you're going to be just ripping things apart because you're going to have so much that you can do. And why you're going to have so much and why you want to do that on flipping is Moxie. This is a new leadership event from Ant-Man's pack, hero resource. After you change form, your hero gets +1 thwart, +1 attack, +1 defense until the end of the round. So there's 2 things that are important. This is after you change forms. So that works really well with She-Hulk because you want to flip back and forth so you can get that auto 2 damage on your She-Hulk side. And you want to go to Alter Ego so you can draw a lot of cards. So since you're drawing to 6 when you are in Alter Ego form, there's a good chance you're going to draw a Moxie. After you change forms, you get that stat buff, so that puts She-Hulk up to a 2-4-3, and it's still the end of the round, so whether you attack or thwart, you can still defend with a 3 that round, which is kind of crazy. So just a 0-cost card, you've still got at least 5 other cards in your hand from being an alter ego form, so pretty amazing. What's cooler is these can stack, so if you had 3 Moxies in your hand, let's say you had 6 cards in your hand, 3 of them are Moxie, one of them is 1-2 Punch, and one of them is Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and one is just a generic whatever. You could flip, play all 3 copies of Moxie. She-Hulk now has 6 attack. You could attack, pay a resource, 1-2 Punch. Earth's Mightiest Heroes, one of your wimpy allies, potentially, and do another 6 damage. So that turn, you would have done 20 damage. 2 from the flip, and then 3 instances of 6 from your 3 attacks. That's crazy. That one shot's almost every villain out there. Maybe not one shots them, but it takes them real low in one turn, so I love it. What you can do that's even better is you can use morale boost. So morale boost is a similar event to Moxie, but it's actually a hero action. So you pay 1, you choose a hero, and you give them those stats. So now you don't have to flip forms to be able to play morale boost. You could sustain 2 turns in a row in She-Hulk, but it's just another way to pump those stats. So this deck works really well paired with like an aggression player or a justice player. A lot of times what I end up doing is I might play 2 Moxies, attack, use 1-2 Punch, and I've attacked for 5 this turn. If I decide to thwart with that second action, I'm still thwarting for 3. That's a really good basic thwart to use. I mean, that takes 3 turns off the timer, right? So that's great. So morale boost is just another way to pump all those stats. Again, it lasts until the end of the round, so the defense boost you get from morale boost and Moxie will both last all the way into the villain phase when you may choose to defend. Although, if you're defending in this deck, that means you're probably not getting the full effectiveness of all your fun turns on the next turn. My favorite move with this is to do this after a split personality. So I'm in hero form. I play split personality, switch to alter ego, and draw up to 6. Usually I'll know what's in my discard and what I paid to play split personality with, so I'll try to avoid using Moxies and things like that. When I pay for split personality, I'll keep those in my hand if I can, but usually I try to draw 1 or 2 Moxies and morale boosts from that split personality, and now my combo is set up in just one turn. So you can do it turn after turn. It doesn't have to be every other turn when you get that flip. The worst thing that can happen is you draw Moxie at the wrong time, or I did have one game that I was playing with a buddy, and I used Strength in Numbers and exhausted 3 allies to draw 3 cards, and I drew 3 Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Nothing made me more angry than that. It was fairly frustrating, but it still worked out okay. We won the game. So one copy of Call for Aid is just to make sure you can get an ally as soon as possible, because you want them for that Strength in Numbers, you want them for that Earth's Mightiest Heroes, because you need to be able to ready as many times as possible once you're up and running. And this is the deck. It's really fun to play. The cost curve is insanely low. Like, you should always be doing at least 2 things on your turn. You should never have a turn, maybe at the beginning if you choose to play Focused Rage or Helicarrier. But for the most part, you're going to get to do several things a turn, which I think is really fun. And it's a completely different way to play leadership. We've had a couple of these buff yourself and ready multiple times leadership decks, mainly with Captain America or Doctor Strange, because their kit has that built-in readying somewhere. She-Hulk has that built-in readying too. The one thing that this suffers against is stunned, so you'll have to watch out for stunned. Maybe bring a friend with you that can remove stunned. But for the most part, pretty fun deck, really high ceiling on damage in a turn. So enjoy it. I think this is a really fun deck. New deck for She-Hulk. Definitely try it out. It is leadership not focused on the allies, but focused all on the hero. So take some big swings with She-Hulk, see which villains you can take down. Tomorrow we'll wrap up the core set in this Deck Talls 2020 series, and we'll go over a deck with Iron Man. Happy holidays!